Marie Kondo.
That's it. Yeah, she even has a shit jaw.
No.
She's, yeah, of course she does.
No,
she's like, oh, these Allen keys do not spark joy. I have so much IKEA furniture I need to rebuild.
That's the intro.
Hello, I'm Ben, and welcome to Quarter Life Quandary Podcast. We'll be chatting about life, relationships, events, experiences, and anything in between. Joined with Katie in this, our Quarter Life Quandary.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
You know, bobbing along.
I don't know why that tickled me. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say bobbing along to describe their state of happiness. I don't know.
It's just how it feels sometimes.
It felt like a very old person thing to do.
Yeah, it feels like something my mum would have said.
Just bobbing along. Bed knobs and broomsticks. Oh, God.
Just aging yourself horribly.
Ah. What a great film. I don't give a shit.
So, I want to get the most important thing out of the way.
Right. I know. I come on.
Wheels or doors?
Wheels.
Fucking yes.
100. I'm worried about door people.
I think they're just the people that like an argument.
Yeah, they're the people that just, despite knowing the answer, just want to be. They want an argument. Best argument for it is Hot Wheels and Lego.
Mine is warehouses.
With the fucking wheel floors.
Yep. Or yes. You've got milk crates, you've got trolleys, you've got all the plant, you've got pallet trucks, you've got conveyor belts.
If you look at cars, 3-door cars and 5-door cars exist. So there is a, like, I don't know, in this case, would a boot count as a door?
Yes. But there's also a spare wheel. Cars basically cancel themselves out.
Yeah. So you've either got a 5-door, 5-wheel car or a 3-wheel, 3-door, 5-wheel car.
But then the only thing that was concerning me is there's quite a lot of doors. There's quite a lot of openings that I wouldn't consider a door.
But what are you defining a wheel as?
Well, something that spins around a central axis.
So then we have gears.
Well, this is the problem, you know, but you also have loft hatches, you have doors and panels, you have doors and fridges. There's, you know, there's the good saying of every window is a door.
But then would you also count like washing machines and tumble dryers as wheels?
Yeah. Well, you can also count washing machines and tumble dryers to have a door.
I think Hot Wheels, warehouses, Legos and gears have it sold for me.
I think so too, but I'm just slightly aware that it really depends on your definition of doors and wheels.
Does a door have to be on a hinge?
Hmm.
Because I've seen some people arguing like that valves in the body are counting as doors.
Yeah, but then you could say like loft hatches as well. You've got, yeah, there's so many
loft hatches with hinges often though.
Mine has.
Mine is just a bit of wood that rests on top of a thing like a smaller than itself hole.
A frame.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Oops. But yeah, like to be fair, doing a quick count in my room that I'm in right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 doors that I can... Oh, fuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 technical doors, I guess. Because I've got cupboards and things. But there's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 wheels. Because my desk has wheels, my portable radiator, because my other radiator is beyond fucked, has wheels. My bed has wheels. Oh, there's a suitcase, 2 extra wheels. Oh, so, but the suitcase has a zip.
The definition of a door is a hinge, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance of a building, car, room, or vehicle, or in the framework of a door of a cupboard.
Does a revolving door count as four doors?
Well, this is it. Technically. It's like the room I'm in, it just the more I think about it, the more I'm just questioning what you would define as a wheel.
Would my laptop count as a door?
It's a door into the internet.
But it's hinged and it opens and gives me access to the keys.
Exactly. A wheel is defined as a circular object that revolves on an axle and is fixed below a body of a vehicle or an object to enable it to move easily over ground. So the overground bit really does limit then what you can consider a wheel. So that runs, that gets rid of the gear aspect.
But where is that definition from?
I just typed in a Google. From the Oxford Language Dictionary.
Ah, but there is more than one definition.
Of a bird.
The second definition is a machine or structure having a wheel as its essential part.
I don't know. It's very convoluted.
Yeah, so we've also got the definition being a circular frame or disc arranged to revolve on an axis as on or in vehicles or machinery. Any machine, apparatus, instrument, etc., shaped like this or having a circular frame, disc or revolving drum as an essential feature, a potter's wheel, roulette wheel, spinning wheel, etc.
I didn't even think of a roulette wheel.
No.
I think you have to kind of go with, if you was to look at something and say, that is a wheel, or that is a door.
Oh, rather shit. Rather than
muddying it.
Advent calendars.
Yeah.
But Hot Wheels, no, I'm sticking my Hot Wheels on Lego.
I'm still going by, the amount of wheels I see in warehouses is insane.
Yeah.
Almost every table has four wheels on it.
What's those kind of warehouses, though, that literally have just the floor made out of wheels? They're normally themselves on a spinning wheel.
They're normally cargo, but technically they're ball bearings.
But the wheels aren't.
The ones you're thinking of where the floor is like a roller floor.
No, I'm not. I'm going to try and find a picture of what I'm thinking of. Because it's not ball bearings.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
But did you see, I stuck it on someone's Facebook, but have you seen the conveyor trolley, which is total just made of wheels?
Yeah, that's basically what this floor was.
Yeah. A flexible outfeed conveyor. And I couldn't even possibly begin to count this picture.
Yeah.
There's easily five. It's five on a line. It's got to be 40 lines there. So, you know, you're at 200. And I've seen thousands of these in warehouses. Crazy.
It is related because it's what I'm doing right now, but I'm trying to find a video on TikTok that I saw a couple of days ago. There's a feature now that you can find it. If you search like a keyword from the video, and then next to the search bar, there's like two lines with circles on them.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you click on the two lines with circles like a bit, and then under activity, it's got watched videos within the last 7 days, and it will just search through things that you've seen.
So
if TikTok instantly refreshes itself.
I spend too much time on there. I don't need to be going back to shit I've already watched.
If you want to reference it.
I know, but
it's a helpful hack. Although I'm never finding this floor made of wheels.
I'm trying to find. It's been fucking. What's it? Can't think of the word. I'm trying to find an answer, but I've just been sent down a fucking wild goose chase on a website. Been clickbaited. Like the Dawes and Wills debate has been concluded. Apparently 56% of the world, 56% of the people have come to the conclusion. And what is it?
I forgot steering wheels in cars as well.
Mm-hmm. But bonnets.
Yeah, and boots. Do boots count?
I would say they do.
I would also say they do. I just didn't want them to.
I still think it's wheels. And the
twin. What I'm trying to describe was like, this whole floor was made out of like, so there was like floor textured moving discs, like flush with the floor, and then like just normal wheels sticking out of them that you'd see on the bottom of a desk or something. And I think it was literally just to push boxes across in a warehouse.
I know what you're talking about. I have seen them before, but I always assumed that they were ball bearings.
No, you could physically see like, you know, like the angled bit of metal that holds the wheel in place on a desk.
Oh, okay.
It had those physically sticking out of it.
Let's have a look. That's another thing I didn't think about. You know them little rolling tools you got for like flattening out the lawn or like rolling on newspaper? Or the ab roller. Fucking hell, there's so many wheels.
Wait, did you just say that something had been scientifically proven? Are you on the same goddamn thing I'm on?
Probably. I was literally spending ages trying to, like, read through it, and it was just... I don't know how they've got the word scientific when it's just people from TikTok giving their opinions on stuff. I found what you were talking about, by the way.
Oh, what, the wheel floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called roller beds.
Oh.
And the ones that you're thinking of, they're one direction roller beds. The one I'm thinking of is a multi-direction.
Yeah. Well, I think these ones had the potential to go multi-direction because, like I say, that disc like, that was flush with the floor changed direction. They're just probably not as smooth. But then would ball bearings in that sort of setting count?
I would say no. I mean, if you start including balls in this...
True, yeah.
So the next question is there more balls or more wheels?
Balls or wheels? Okay, apparently the luggage market is worth $20 billion per year globally.
Are we really going to go... We're going to try and prove this ourselves?
Oh yeah, you're thinking of... That's what you're thinking of, not what I'm thinking of, right?
No, I've sent you... Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. The ball bearings in the floor.
Yeah.
And then I've seen sort of similar ones you've said. They're more like a wheel.
Yeah, the one that I'm thinking of looks like your one, the top one, but with like an office chair or like desk wheel, like protruding out of it.
Yeah, I have seen them before.
Buggies account for a lot of wheels. I forgot steering wheels in cars.
But the thing is, I think if you just forget the cars, you've also got things like scissor lifts,
shopping trolleys,
forklifts, you've got pump trucks. It's just in a warehouse setting, there is all these wheels with no doors.
But even in like the vehicle world, how often, what's the most annoying thing on the road?
Motorbikes.
And bikes.
Mm.
In general. All wheels, no doors.
Scooters.
Yeah.
Like little kid scooters. Rollerblades.
Yeah. 18-wheeler HGVs.
Mm. Buses. So you've only got one door.
Yeah. Do we count hinged windows on buses?
I mean, you can count the escape door on the back at the top.
And I will.
You got trains.
Did you still think you put your phone on silent, huh?
I did. Hold on. Why is it still chiming? So annoying.
We're trying to have the ringer, not the notifications. Just Team Doors has some explaining to do because they seem... I'm scared of them. They're so confident.
I'm not scared. I think they're just... This was back in year four, and we were doing a science experiment, and she was like, what happens when I throw the stone into this body of water? And everyone says, it sinks. And there was one kid who went, it will float. And a teacher was like, looked at him and went, well, that's a very good job that you're not going with the majority. And then it sunk right to the floor, and she was like, but you're wrong. And then at the time I was like,
why did you congratulate him for being?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was looking at her for ages, just thinking, "You've totally like fucked with my sense of like, am I just meant to give the wrong answer to be different?"
Yeah,
I was like, "That's stupid. You're a stupid woman."
I bet she
made me so angry. And only at just this moment did I kind of consider that he might have not, you know, she might have been doing it to like soften the blow.
I'd like to think so. But at the
Literally,
same time,
all this time, I haven't thought about it that much. But
at the same time, a participation trophy never made someone an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you need to know you're wrong. You need to bask in being wrong so that you can get better at being right.
So I'm going to move away from wheels and doors because I think.
It's a very annoying argument. I'm actually I'm sick to my teeth with it.
I know. I wanted to bring it up last week when we had planned to do it, but it was just...
Oh, I'm not even like... Did you see that fucking James Corden even did this on TV?
I don't follow the news. I don't follow TV anymore.
I saw it on TikTok, but it's got out of control. It's on chat shows.
That just means we're really late on the game now.
Oh no! So I've been thinking about this for some time, and I hated it from the start. I don't know why, because like it reminded me of that question that you always just see pop up on Reddit of just how many things are there. Like, how many things are there?
It's infinity.
But there's got to be a number of things.
That's the beauty of maths. The maths. There isn't an end number with these sorts of things. It's like, how many stars are there? How many grains of sand are there?
But do the stars count as things?
Yes.
That's what I mean. There are so many things.
Start getting into, you know, atom levels. How many atoms are there in everything?
But would the atoms of a thing count as things, or would the thing itself count as a thing?
Well, what makes an atom? Are you going to start counting electrons? You need the parameters.
This is why this annoys me, because I deep dive.
This is the problem with, like, the wheels and doors, is you haven't set the parameters of what you're trying to quantify. So you just go by, you know, what's the fucking word for it? I can't think of what the fucking word is.
All I can think of is like you're clutching at straws going, this is a wheel, this is a door.
No, you know where it's the theory of mind. It's one of the theories of minds where, you know, what you think you know is a given that everyone should know. You find it out when you start talking to people. And then you just kind of like, oh, well, you know about, you know, the problems that we're having here in the world with the economics. And people just look at you like with mouth opened. And you're like,
I always, I'm bad for that, assuming that the things that I think are common sense is what everyone considers to be common sense.
Yeah, it's a fundamental theory of mind problem.
Yeah.
You know, you seem to think that everyone has a baseline knowledge. It's only when you go talking to people that you realise.
I always phrase it when it comes down to like politics or just any kind of like moral compass kind of question of, I don't understand why people don't understand what I understand.
Well, there's a whole other aspect to that, isn't there, where, you know, have they had the same life experiences? Were they taught differently? You know, some people just are never going to grasp aspects.
You have to really sit back and realise why you think that way, because you just sit there going, it's so obvious that this is the answer, this is the right way to do it. Why doesn't anyone else understand that? Like,
I know.
This is quite clearly a shitty thing. Why does no one else see this as a shitty thing? Oh yeah, because they haven't been researching for 4 hours why it's a shitty thing.
Ignorance is bliss.
And I wish I had it.
And I do feel that people who are blissfully unaware tend to go on being blissfully unaware.
Do you reckon it's a choice?
I feel like it's self-serving. It's like a self-affirming sort of problem, you know, where if you're that happy, you tend not to let other things bother you to the point where you won't go and check it out. You're not going to go and fact search. You're going to be, you know, it's kind of like how the media gets into people's heads, because, you know, you're going to read some screen grabbed bit off of Facebook, like the bit we were talking about before, where, you know, someone's knocked up a fake Steven Seagal picture and said he's gone to fight with the Russians.
Yeah.
You know, someone's going to see that and they're going to, you know, stick it on Facebook and everyone's going to fucking go mental for it and not actually do the fact checks of it. It's absurd.
Yeah, and it must be so peaceful.
But this is the thing. It's just kind of like, yeah, it must be, but
I know that I couldn't live like that.
I can't imagine sitting there not wanting to understand how everything fits together.
Yeah. I was driving down the road the other day and had a passenger and sort of stopped the car because it was quite airy. It was reasonably quiet, so just pulled over on the side because there was a bird of prey sitting on the branch directly over the car, like really low down. Like not flying, just chilling on a branch, and it was gorgeous. And he was like, is that a hawk? And I was like, let's get a bit closer. Pulled up underneath it and went, oh, it's got a fanned out tail and it's mostly brown. It's a kestrel. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, we only really have two main birds of prey in this country, kestrels and red kites, and it doesn't have the white patches under its wings and it doesn't have a forked tail. So it's more likely than not a kestrel. And he was like, why do you just know things? I was like, because I have unrestricted internet access. And I'm obsessive.
I'm doing...
Not to be trusted.
I'm listening to a lot of history. So I'm trying to go through the British History podcast, which I highly rate. But I'm only on episode 129. And I think he's at something like 400 at the moment. But I'm currently in the Saxon era. And it's the same thing. I'm up on a lifter listening to, you know, doing my electrician's work, listening to, you know... Just imagine if you were to bring someone from the past to today and show them everything that we've got.
I constantly think about this, but in like a movie format. Like, I don't know why there isn't just like a TV show or episode. And if there is, or film, sorry. And if there is, please tell me, because I just want to see someone just trying to catch up with where we are at. Like, I want someone that doesn't even know electricity exists to come and see someone taking a picture of a fucking...
Isn't this Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Hmm?
Isn't it Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No, that's not as satisfying as I want it to be. I want someone from, like, an Anglo-Saxon dude to see someone taking a picture of her fucking soup in an overpriced restaurant with a magic witch box and get overwhelmed. I want to see it. I want to see a lot of it.
Do you think it's weird that our generation was one of the last to spend our playtime outside?
I do. Very briefly, though, can I just go back to the whole movie idea?
Sorry.
I want to see someone like take today money and go back with the value of it to the past. Like, I want to see someone like capable of time travel taking their bank account with like 3 grand of savings in it and going back and buying like a £200 car and being like minted.
Oh, so you're talking about in like 30 years ago, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want someone to go back with, like, say they've got like mortgage savings of nearing 30 grand or something. I just want to go back and be like, oh my God, the quality of life I'm going to have is astounding. Wait, sorry, do kids not play outside anymore?
No.
They do, I've seen them. Because I keep nearly hitting them with my car.
Are you talking about teenagers?
No, I'm talking about like 9-year-olds.
Oh. My 9-year-old never goes outside.
Your 9-year-old's cool, though, to be fair. There are like, I'd say about 5 children that regularly play out on my street. They're mostly riding bikes or walking the dog, but I've seen them like sitting at the bottom of the cul-de-sac playing with sticks and stuff like I used to.
I mean, that's quite nice. Mm. Maybe when it gets hotter, the kids will actually venture outside again.
I hope they don't because they're everywhere. I was driving through Asda, because it's a free-for-all, I'm learning. No one cares where they're walking in the road. But I had like 2 kids on skateboards behind me on the main road. And they ended up skateboarding parallel to me on the right-hand side.
Nice.
I've never been more nervous about killing a teenage boy in my life.
Yeah, and the emphasis is all on you now as well. Since
I had to turn right to leave, and they were on my right-hand side.
Just roll down your window and tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
It's difficult. You'll get used to it. You'll become more confident in it, trust me.
I think we're a weird generation for like playing outside and stuff. Because we went from literally like one day playing outside to like maybe a year later necking vodka and Mad Dog in a park. Like still being children.
Yeah, I kind of remember it. It's weird. It was still kind of like taking my bike out to go hang out with people, and then I stopped taking the bike because it was getting too hard to cycle home drunk or high. Yeah.
But we were definitely a streetlight generation, but also a dial-up internet generation. Like, I think I distinctly remember the point in my childhood where I'd stay out until it got dark, and then I'd come in and go on MSN, and then I'd gradually just go out less and less and be on MSN more and more.
So it was always like Monday to Friday, well, Monday to Thursday evening online, and then Friday night, Saturday, I was out, and then Sunday I'd be online.
Yeah.
And then as a teenager, I was allowed to stay up until I wanted, so I'd spend all night online.
I was playing the biggest game of Risk in my family home because we had the family desktop, which I can only describe as what people in the 70s thought the future would look like. It was like a bubble PC.
Oh, did you have like the original Apple kind of looking one?
Yeah, it was like almost a like translucent plastic case around a big bubble with like 2 bubble speakers attached to the side of the monitor. Like it was a horrific looking thing. But I would be on this family PC at like 8 PM while my mum was watching Corrie, trying to not let my mum and dad see me getting absolutely fucking groomed on Habbo Hotel.
I didn't think Habbo was that bad.
Oh, it was full of nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
You want to hopper?
Oh, God, I was sitting there as an adult with a friend, and I was like, should we go back on Habbo just to see what it's like? So we went on and went, wait, are we the paedophiles now?
Yes.
And we went on there, and we found like a 25-plus room on there, and it was literally everyone just sitting and going, do you remember the Lido? do you remember the pool being closed because there was a protest? We're so old, and everyone was just going, oh, my kid needs a feed, sorry, I'll be back. And it was just a load of old sods just like trying
reminiscing.
Like claw back their youth via Habbo.
Nostalgia.
It was art. It was artwork.
I can't believe they reset everything.
Yeah.
I've lost all my Fernie.
I was gutted. I had like so much Habbo Club furniture. And I realised I was old when I heard a group of people in the pub reminiscing on Club Penguin.
Yeah.
I was too old for Club Penguin.
Same.
And people were getting nostalgic for things after my time, and it hurt a lot.
Yeah, this I'm starting to see it now, like on Instagram. It's like, do you want nostalgia? And it will show like a video of like, I don't know, some fucking CBeebies thing that I've never even seen or heard of. And I was like, okay, now I'm old.
Yeah.
People having nostalgia for things I don't even, that come after me.
Some fucking scrotum with facial hair in Superdrug yesterday was like, we've got this on sale, we've got this on sale. I was like, if I buy it, will you stop trying to sell me things? And he was like, yes, it's 79p, take this bad shower gel. I was like, fine. He was like, do you have your card, like your points card? I was like, no, not with me, which was my mistake. Because he was like, well, if you give me your email address, I can look it up and put the points on there. I was like, fine, it's blah, blah, blah at msn.com because I'm old. He was like, it's fine, we still have a button for AOL. Both of which are long after my time. I was born in 2005. I was like, excuse me, what? He's like, yeah, I'm 17. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
I'm pretty sure I have shoes older than him.
That is literally about the sort of time my feet stopped growing, so I probably could find shoes that old.
Yeah.
It's a horrible world.
I definitely have, like, bags older than him. And, like, when I was in the pub and a friend's relative was there from, like, hours away where she lives and was drinking in the pub an alcoholic beverage and just off the cuff casually says, I was born after 9/11. Like, wait, what? Go back to school. Go to bed. I don't like it because now I'm the people I hated when I was like 16, 17. Like, oh, being old's not like cool. Stop trying to hang that over me. I'm not. I'm just trying to comprehend it.
Yeah, I always think of it when I go to gigs and I stand at the back. I'm like, stand at the back with the adults where some young kid's not going to stand on me.
Honestly, at festivals, I remember so fondly trying to get to the front. I actually have, from Download Festival 2014, I have an x-ray with Download 2014 written on it because I got myself fucked up at the front row of the headliner. And I was like, I came back like, I had the best weekend, it was so fun, I got this souvenir. And now not only am I standing at the back, sometimes I'll bring in a chair.
I haven't brought a chair yet.
I have brought a camping chair into Download Festival on the Sunday because I've packed up my tent, ready to leave. Because we're going to leave on the Sunday night.
Ugh.
And all I've left out is my camping chair so I can sit on the hill, watch begrudgingly Guns N' Roses, and then just drive home. It's lovely.
Yeah, I haven't got to that point yet. Ugh. I mean, it was sad when we did Reading Festival last year. Mm. And I walked around on the Sunday night thinking it was going to be mayhem and I was going to bump into loads of really cool, like, edgy kids and, you know, do a lot of drinking and partaking in other things. Everyone was asleep.
It's their bedtime because they're 15.
It was horrible. I remember being there and it was fucking carnage at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Whole sleep with one eye open on the Sunday thing just doesn't seem to ring true anymore.
No.
And if anything does happen, it's like a camping chair in a fire making a bang because the poles got hot.
There wasn't even that.
Yeah.
There was literally like one little campfire.
And was there is in orange. Orange and yellow seem to explode more often than not. But, walking around festivals is eye-opening.
It's even worse. Feeling like a pervert.
Right? Yeah. What direction do you look in? Like, hello, fellow children.
Yeah. I much prefer it when I've got hives on.
Yeah.
Just give me a wide berth then.
I will never get over working with one of my friends at a different festival, and we were wearing the big like bomber jackets that say eviction across the back, like not even like the company name, just the big word in capitals, eviction. And we had our backs to these children, and they were, because we were like pitched next to the first aid tent. So they came up because they were waiting for their friend who had taken way too many pills, and came up and like, do you want a pill? And we very slowly turned around like, no, we don't want a pill. And like, I'll go on it. We are like, and then we turned back around to show them the jackets that they were staring at. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please don't kick us out. Please don't kick us out. We're not going to. Just read the room, babe.
Just fuck off.
Leave me alone. I'm not here to kick you out. I'm here to, I don't know, listen to some music and get 60 quid. Yeah. But what threw me off at festivals is that kids don't smoke anymore.
No, it doesn't surprise me anymore.
They just do ketamine.
Too much. That must be it as well with the whole Sunday night thing. All of them have just had too much ketamine.
Yeah. They're just zonked. I don't understand how these kids are like waking up after the bank holiday and just functioning. After like a 5-day drug binge.
But the same way that we all did.
How do they have any serotonin? They're a depressed generation anyway.
You don't, but you need to go home. Life marches on.
That's another thing. The hangovers have started. What I thought was a hangover when I was like 21 does not even come close to what a hangover is.
Oh, they only get worse.
Oh, God. Like, I was just feeling a little bit shitty and needed some carbs when I was 21. Now I need, like, an IV.
I know. My missus and her cousin went out on Saturday, and they were all the way up till 10 o'clock yesterday night. They were suffering.
I am slightly glad I went home. I was supposed to be there, I think.
Yeah, I think you were invited.
Yeah. I think that, yeah. I was just working out what happened on Friday and what happened on Saturday and which event was which.
I don't know. It's all blurring into one to me. Like, how is it already March?
I don't know.
Where's the last 2 years gone? This is insane.
I keep thinking the pandemic started in 2020, and it didn't really, did it? It was kicking off in November 2019.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's just mental to me, because I keep thinking it was last year.
Yeah.
But no. This is a long time ago.
It's been 2 whole years since we were isolated. And it's all just normal again. I have so many events. Why do I keep saying yes to doing things?
Because the idea of doing things is nice.
It seems great until I actually have to do the thing.
Yeah, but then are you fully accepting in not doing anything at all?
How do you mean?
Like, if you don't say yes to things, are you going to be able to pick and choose which ones are good that you do want to do, or are you just going to say no to everything? Are you going to become a homebody?
I feel like there isn't a middle ground.
Well, this is the problem.
I feel like I've... say yes to everything or don't get asked to do anything.
Yeah, basically. That's the ultimate problem you have when you have kids, because people ask you and you say no because you can't get the childcare, and people just stop asking you. And then people you think are like your mates, like, suddenly aren't your mates anymore.
Which is sad.
It is a little bit, but you get over it. I used to hate going on Instagram because I'd be looking at them and thinking, oh, I should be out there, I should be doing that, and I just don't care anymore.
No, I tend not to go out so much anymore anyway. Like, I go to events, but it just seems that the older we get, and the less money we have, the more people want to do expensive things. I went out for my birthday, like, on the 26th of February, and it was fucking axe throwing, and the whole day was, like, 50 quid for someone's birthday. Like, you better not expect a birthday drink out of me, because I'm broke.
But this is the thing, because you're older, people are expecting you have a bit more disposable income. Gone are the days where we just go sit in a field.
Hmm.
Because the problem is, if you do that, people just won't come, because they'll be like, I can sit in the field whenever.
Yeah, and I mean, axe throwing was good, but getting transport to there was 20 quid in itself. Mm. Well, it's a pain in the hole.
I don't know. It's difficult. Like, I definitely don't have the FOMO anymore.
No.
But that's completely gone, which is great, because...
And I'd get it bad. I would really get it bad. If I wasn't out Friday and Saturday, I was absolutely going to miss something vital to my existence.
This is it. Like, when you've been going out for like 10 years, you're just like, oh, it's just the same drama.
Yeah.
It's different places.
And I don't care about them anymore.
I was literally having this conversation with a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
And it was exactly that. We were just laughing about how it just never changes. It's still the same drama.
And I don't understand how they don't realise that.
Again, it's some people just live for the drama.
Every time I've found myself in any kind of like toxic circle where drama has been the focal point of their existence, I've been like, well, I'm going to fade out that friendship and I am going to not fall out with that person, but I'm definitely going to start doing things that don't actively involve that person as much. Because I would rather not be in the epicenter of bullshit.
Well, again, that's what I try to do. Just try not to get involved.
Yeah. Like, the likes of you, our mutual friend, and a few others, I know are just pretty chill and just trying to exist.
The thing is that everyone lives in their little world, don't they? And then anyone who upsets that is considered drama.
Yeah.
Look, I don't actively hate people who are in drama circles like that, but I just...
How do I?
Just not interested.
I just hate it. I hate the dramatics. If some people, if you mention their name while they're not present, that's... Even if it's not inherently negative, like, I don't think that's slagging someone off.
No, I don't.
Like, I don't know. My life philosophy has been for the last few years, and it's done me very well, is that it's none of my business what anyone else thinks of me. It's my business what I think of others, but it is none of my business what they think of me.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I just love... I still sometimes get messages like, oh, people were talking about you, saying this and saying that. I'm like, I just don't care.
No.
It's just funny. But the amount of drama that seems to occur, even though I've actively done nothing to receive it, is insane.
Oh, it's happened to me as well. I've literally been at the hub of some drama because I started coming out less.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mustn't have wanted to hang around with that person, because I would never say yes when they were like, are you out? Like... And I'm just not out. I'm just saving some money and drinking a little bit less because I'm getting fat. Like, strangely, it's not about you.
I just love the whole, like, Facebook events thing at the moment, because I went out a little while ago to the pub and loads of people had said they were going to be there, and all of the people that I know, none of them turned up. I think even you said you were going to be there and you weren't there.
I'm trying to think of what the event was.
It was someone's birthday party. Not like a close friend, but...
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
And all these people, I was like, oh, I don't need to ask anyone. They're all going to be there.
Was it a man's birthday?
Yeah.
40th. Yeah.
And it was funny because I just like ended up sitting with like people I normally wouldn't sit with and just having like a chat, so...
I actually had every intention of going to that one, but someone's anxiety, not my own, prevented it. So I stayed in and assisted with that.
It's cool. It doesn't need an excuse.
No. But
I just thought it was funny because I said to my missus on the way out, I was like, oh, don't worry, there's loads of people going to be out. I got back, I was like, none of them were there.
No, that wasn't even like an excusing it thing. That's just highlighting where my priorities have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting because I never thought they would. It's nice, though. It's nice feeling like you've kind of got the ability to not go out. Because, like I say, my FOMO used to be intense.
Well, it's still a bit of a myth sometimes when you see parties and stuff that you could have been invited to, but it's just like, well, the worst one, the fucking one that I hate the most, is I'll be out with a load of people and they're like, well, why didn't you come to this party? Well, I wasn't invited.
I hate that.
And they were like, oh, but it was obvious you could have come. I goes, well, how could I have come if I wasn't aware of it? Oh, did so-and-so not invite you?
I just said that.
They're like, oh, well, I thought you were invited. And I was like, it's your party. If you didn't invite me, I'm not just going to show up.
Exactly.
And they're just like, oh, well, you could have come. And I was like, well, it's a bit late. I even had that with someone's wedding. They're like, why didn't you come to my wedding? I was like, you didn't invite me.
Literally.
Oh, you could have just showed up. I was like, I didn't know where it was. How could I just show up?
Plus, you just wouldn't do that.
But yeah. I don't know.
Good evening.
Oh my goodness me.
I thought that was my conscience speaking.
It is. Ben, don't do the thing.
You are so loud right now.
Sorry, so loud. Good.
No. Wait, did you actually mean that, Ben, or was that sarcasm? Because he is not loud.
Well, you're very quiet, so I've got my headphones turned all the way up to hear you, and then he's normal.
Oh.
But yeah, good evening. What have I missed?
Everything.
Talking about FOMO. We talked about wheels and doors, but we're well past that now.
Oh.
You can make a comment. Are you wheels or doors?
I don't know. I haven't fully looked into this topic, but I think, isn't it wheels?
Off the top of your dome. What's your instinct?
Wheels.
What's your instinct? Good.
Yeah. You're on the right side.
You're on the right side. The right side of time.
Yeah, because you can't use a door as a wheel, can you? So...
What?
Okay.
I can't tell if that was a joke or he has no idea what's happening.
What?
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
How was your nap, buddy?
What? You can use a wheel as a door. In fact, all the best places you go into have a wheel-like construct as a door. Think about that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I literally do not know what you mean.
A submarine hatch. What do you turn to get into it?
You're just talking... Okay.
Do you know what we're talking about?
That would you not consider that a hatch?
Yeah, but what do you have to spin?
Door handle.
Come on, Ben, say the goddamn word.
I can't think what the word is.
It's a goddamn wheel, okay?
Maybe.
A vault in a bank.
Your team but wheels, then, why are you...
But then, does that not just cancel each other out?
Yes. No. But I don't agree with you saying that cars cancel themselves out.
But why?
A five-door car will have six wheels.
Okay, what, are you going to count the bonnet as well?
If you're counting the bonnet and boot, then it's...
6 to 6?
No. Because then it's 7 to 6. On a five door.
Seven to what? How would you get seven to six?
So if you've got a five door,
right.
I'm chatting shit.
I know.
I forgot about the bonnets and boots. But three doors don't cancel themselves out, that's for sure.
No, but not every car has a spare wheel.
They still wouldn't cancel each other out.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to jinx it, but I don't have a spare wheel.
I also do not have a spare wheel in my last two cars.
A three-door would be 5-4.
Advent calendars.
That was my one. I already mentioned that.
I do feel like I want to go to Team Doors just to fuck with people.
Yeah. Aaron, what's your thoughts in general?
As I said, I haven't looked at this topic or what the background of it is at all, the slightest bit, so...
There's no background. Is there more wheels or is there more doors? Where have you been? The whole world has been losing their shit over this.
I mean, I couldn't really give a flying potato.
No, I mean same, but somehow it's unavoidable.
It is avoidable, because when was the last time you checked whether it was a bone stay or not?
I'm not proud to admit that I still look.
I never looked in the first place.
I like the dog. I actually mentioned... Ross asked me the other day if it was a bones day. Because, like, I was having a bad day and he was like, check the bones.
Oh, Lord. Your life is just going to be one, like, you're going to wake up in the morning and have to check about, I don't know, 200 different internet meme trends before you're able to function.
Oh, us two are literal constant memes. We still, like, quote piggy dipping.
Did she tell you the update on Michael Jackson, Ben?
Ha!
He's still dead.
He's still dead.
Yeah,
I know.
It's coming up to April, though. April Fool's Day, he lives. That was a strong vape.
I have the big lungs.
That was a big, deep one.
And a big nicotine addiction.
Ooh, yeah.
I've had a horrible cough for weeks, and everyone looks at me funny when I cough.
Me too, and I've taken so many lateral flow tests.
Oh, I haven't bothered.
Oh.
I had COVID in February. I've had it twice now. Everyone knows you can only get it twice.
Before the next variant.
I mean, a mutual friend of ours has had it about four times.
COVID's not a thing anymore. You must have read the news.
Yeah. True. I keep ordering, like, lateral flow tests every 3 days, I think it is, just because they're going to have to, like, they're going to be charged soon, and I know that some bullshit's going to crop up where I'm going to need one.
Well, again, it's just going to be, you know, as much as I don't agree with it, the way that they're dealing with it now is just to pretend it's not there.
Yeah.
I mean... What would be the other way of handling it that would be appropriate? Because the economy and basically everything else that's been fucked up by COVID, I don't think can take any more pressure from lockdowns
and restrictions. Yeah, but the problem is you're now moving the problem away from mitigating the risks to people that can't handle it to the people that can't handle it, really. Rather than everyone taking a bit of responsibility for it, they're just getting rid of it all. So people who actually do need to be shielded from it are going to be fucked.
I feel like in terms of financial support for furloughing and having sick time off for this, there should still be funding for it, but there should be criteria to meet like there is for disability living allowance. I feel like you have to meet a certain amount of criteria in terms of like if you should be shielding or not.
Nah.
Yeah, but they can't even get disability allowance correct. Yeah. How can they be dealing with this as well?
It's going to be another thing that can be easily taken advantage of and the system can be played. So was genuinely.
It's still end up helping more people than none.
I don't even think that in itself is the biggest issue. If you can't even get the disability payments correct for people who actually need it, how are they going to do it for COVID?
Yeah. I think maybe at least employers should have the option to say, like, this person definitely needs to not be here. We also don't want COVID in the office, so we're going to put in this much. The government can put in this much. Like, a smaller amount, for sure. But there would be companies that would do it.
Yeah, I don't think there would be.
Mine definitely would.
I mean, but they're just kind of looking at people to sacrifice their own time and money now.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, should have been a thing since the flu was around anyway, but...
Yeah.
People gotta eat, especially with this cost of living crisis coming up.
Oh, it's going to be heating or eating for a long time to come.
Oh, it's a good thing it's summer. We don't need the heat.
Yeah, I need fuel, though.
Yeah. I'm really starting to get into the mindset of they can't take us all to court.
In it, like, the fine at this point would be worth it. For a full tank.
I mean, but the long-term repercussions, is that worth it?
I mean, electricity is free in prison.
Yeah, but Reddit's not. Unless you have a phone up your ass.
Yeah.
There's rarely a moment that I don't. Fucking 160.7 at Asda at the minute.
I've seen it at 1.9.
Yeah. I filled up on the way home from work today and nearly cried.
You got to remember, the Asda by you guys, though, is... It used to be cheap, but...
The cheapest.
I think they now realise that they can take the piss.
Oh, no, Asda, because I'm on the petrol app. And Asda, for me, is the cheapest within... Okay, no, the cheapest within 20 miles is Morrison's. Mm-hmm. But within 5 miles, that is the cheapest one for me.
Yeah.
Which, going further than 5 miles, kind of defeats the point of getting cheap petrol.
Yeah. Mine...
Unless it's en route.
Exactly, yeah.
Mine by me is 1.59.
Ugh. I don't even know. I don't want to know. If I need petrol, I need petrol. I just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
The cheapest.
It is what it is.
Or, going back to what we were saying earlier about people being ignorant and in bliss, I just put £30 into my tank, so it doesn't. Fuel prices don't matter to me.
Yep, I put 35 in and hope for the best.
No, literally, people believe that the fuel price changes doesn't affect them because they always put £30 in.
Well, that doesn't even... What?
Yes. I've seen so many people say, I only ever put £10 in, so the fuel prices do not affect me.
I do love
that. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That tenner isn't tenner in like it used to.
Fuck's sake, Katie.
That wasn't me.
That was me.
My phone's on silent. It was me sending the message. It was Aaron that didn't put his phone on silent.
Shut up, baby. I know it.
That's the cheapest near you.
Hey, Costco, Steve.
How is Costco not the cheapest, though? That's mind-blowing.
Yeah. And I apologise for my absence earlier. I was fully ready to go until my laptop decided to shit itself, and I also had a nap.
I was going to say that phone call that I made you tell the different story there.
I had a migraine, and yeah.
Is there, you know when the girl gets splashed with water and she wakes up, hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Five phone calls, though, was a little bit unnecessary.
Not you really. Kept
declining them, and it was 40 minutes after we were supposed to start. Yourself.
Ben cancelled, what, half an hour before we were supposed to do it yesterday?
You were eating a roast dinner.
I was portable. I bought my laptop ready to go.
No, you fucking didn't.
I was
What about the weekend before that?
Oh, I was completely not. Well, hang on a second.
You forgot. No. The difference between me and you in this instance was you forgot and were not willing to do it. I forgot and was willing to send my companion home.
Look, it doesn't matter. We're not gonna pick fights about it.
It does. We're roasting Aaron.
Yeah?
I want to pick a fight. Fight me. I'd lose so easily.
You both got fragile headaches. So I'd just have to poke you hard in the temple, each of you, and you'd be on your asses.
Please poke me hard next time with something sharp.
At this point, I'm used to the pain. Like, anything you do to me would probably just distract me from my actual pain. It'd be a blessing. Hey. Okay, so, fuel seems to have gone down. Is it just me? Because I've been seeing like £1.72 everywhere, and now I can't find anything over £1.60.
There is meant to be. Look on the motorways.
I am looking at the service station near us, which was £1.73, I think. Now it's fine.
I have definitely seen £1.90 on the motorway.
Oh, yeah. Nearest service station northbound from you?
Yeah.
But they're always just
good lord
arseholes and just jack the price up by at least 10 to 15p. That's the way it always is on motorway service stations. So,
oh yeah, I know that. So, do you want to do shower thoughts? Because we're almost at an hour.
Oh Jesus! What have we been talking about?
Talking about all sorts of bollocks.
I mean, not my favourite shower thought, but one that I looked at and I was like, oh yeah. Like, if they got rid of the number 7 on a microwave screen, no one would really notice.
See, I don't have a digital pad, I just have a wheel.
I hate the wheel. I was having this conversation literally yesterday. Like, how can you get an accurate amount of time with the wheel?
Because it's got a digital clock on it.
Yeah, but some don't. Some just have the, like, Aaron.
It's not an old school one. It's a new one, but it's got a wheel instead of a button.
Aaron's just has the notches on the wheel, and they don't have numbers on them. They're just notches.
What? No, just chaos.
Microwave.
I can barely hear Katie. It sounds like as if she's slowly getting quieter.
Your microwave. It doesn't have numbers. Oh, it just has a wheel.
Yeah, it has one wheel and one door.
that's not what we're referring to anymore. Well,
you know, just to give you an update on that microwave.
But yeah, you could take the number 7 off all the microwave keypads and like no one would notice or just wouldn't care.
No, because I like microwave. When I used to live at home with my parents, I'd like to microwave things to random numbers.
Why?
Just so I can make sure that my perception of time is kept in check.
When you're done with the microwave and you've like opened it before the timer's up, do you cancel it off?
Yeah.
Good.
I always let it run out.
Yeah, I can't stand people leaving like 12 seconds on the microwave.
See, mine just clears itself after a while.
See, mine doesn't, and I like to be able to. When you press the start button on mine, it just automatically does it for 30 seconds. I don't
see,
want
to. Aaron, do you also have to have the volume on a round number or a multiple?
It has to be an even number or
multiple,
or
five.
A multiple, yeah, 5 or 0.
Mm.
Oh, and the subtitles have to be on. Even if I'm not, like, even if it's saying I already know the words to or seen.
If the subtitles are on, I can't hear what's going on. It's just, you know that video where it's like, this is what English sounds to non-native speakers, and it's just basically Simlish?
Yeah.
That's what TV sounds like to me now without subtitles because I've been using them for too long. And it was years of watching TV as a kid when I should have already been asleep. So I'd have it on like volume 2 with the subtitles on.
Same. The other problem is I can read the subtitles faster than they can talk, so.
Yeah, I know what's coming. There's no like cliffhangers or.
No.
Like I'll spoil it for myself. I especially find that with The Walking Dead. I'll absolutely spoil things.
But some of the subtitles have got better, where there's like a dot, 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 and then it does it as it's dropped vocally.
And I appreciate that.
It's a lot harder watching like foreign films though, because they'll be like talking off on a, they'll continue talking, and then you miss all of the non-verbal stuff, like the tone of the voice, because you're just not picking up on it.
Ooh.
Hmm.
I've got two really good ones. Shower thoughts.
Okay.
It won't be long before people use the 20s, the 30s, and the 40s to describe the 2020s, the 2030s, and the 2040s.
Yeah, I don't like it, because I'm going to have to specify the 1920s, and I don't, well, I'll be dead, but...
Yeah, I was going to say. But they're gonna, it's going to have to be the 1920s and the 2020s.
Wait, why do I think I'm going to be dead? It is the 20s. Why do I think I'm going to be dead?
You'll be dead when you be... Well, no, you'll be an old woman referring back. Back in the 20s, the 2020s, not the 1920s.
And the other one is, if 24-hour clocks started at 23:59 and counted down rather than up, people might try getting more stuff done.
I mean, it kind of does. It counts up to zero, I guess.
Yeah, but if you saw the click, if you saw the click clocking down, like especially when it got to like 1 o'clock, and then it just starts counting down the minutes, you'd be like, oh shit, I better get stuff done at midnight.
But to be fair, that's when I do most of my like cleaning. I'm like, it's 11 p.m. I shouldn't sleep. I should deep clean my house.
I mean, it just sounds like you don't have a very good concept of time.
Me?
No. Well, anyone. Aaron's thought on this, or shower thought, whatever. Seems odd. I mean, if you can't work out how much time you've got left in the day, it just sounds like you can't do maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Here's a good one. People will swim in the ocean, even though there are definitely many corpses in it.
Yeah.
People will not swim in a pool with a corpse in it. Humans all have a corpse-to-water ratio that is acceptable for them to swim in.
But that's the burden of knowledge, though, isn't it? Like, you see it, therefore it exists.
Yeah, it's kind of also like if I put a little shit ball into a bag of Maltesers, are you going to eat out of that Malteser bag now?
If I told you someone had pissed in the bath, would you gargle the water?
Oh, yeah, but that's my kink. Kink shimmy.
But then if you said someone pissed in the ocean, you'd probably still get a mouthful of seawater and not stress out about it because, you know, they're diluted corpses.
Yeah. How big of a swimming pool does it have to be to have a dead body in it if you'd swim in it still?
Mate, I'd do it in the old school pool.
So that's like half an Olympic pool then.
Yeah, not even that. Like, I'd do it in that.
Just avoid that corner over there.
I'd swim in a 3-star hotel pool in Spain.
I mean, if they're, as long as they're not like decaying actively, I'm fine with it.
As long as they did all their like on death excretions before getting into the pool, like if someone had chucked a like old corpse, not old corpse, like 4 hours past. If someone just yeeted it into the pool, I'd be like, well, they've done all their shit and they're pissing outside of the pool, which would bother me more than the corpse. So now they're just a body that's cold.
Mm.
I want, like, rigor mortis stage. That's the level of corpse I'd be happy to swim with.
So here's another, where do you rate human life, sort of, on a scale compared not to at all. Something else? Nearly everyone values a human life over the life of a fish. But few people value a single human life over all of the fish, meaning everyone has a certain number of fish to humans.
Well, like, fish are a school of fish are like an ecosystem that benefits the planet, though, right?
It just sounds like the trolley problem over and over in different words.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nah, fuck the fish.
Oh, fuck it all.
Do you reckon, like, Daddy Bezos has That's
hilarious. I haven't heard that in so long.
That is hilarious. Bye, Aaron. Yeah, do you reckon Daddy Bezos has a draw, like a crap draw?
Of course he does.
With just like an Allen key in it.
Oh my god, sorry, I've just seen Aaron's message. So
that's what I thought you were laughing at.
No.
Were you laughing at Daddy Bezos?
I was laughing at Daddy Bezos. FYI, Aaron's left a chat because the podcast, because his laptop's died.
Yeah, I reckon Daddy Bezos just has like a drawer with Allen keys and just like a car key from a car he owned like 12 years ago.
Yeah, everyone's got a shit drawer.
Yeah. And but even Daddy Bezos?
Then... What's that?
Even Daddy Bezos?
Of course. I think even Mary Kondo or QD, whatever. What's her name?
Marie Kondo.
That's it. Yeah, she even has a shit drawer.
No.
Of course she does.
No,
she's like, oh, these Allen keys do not spark joy, but I have so much IKEA furniture I need to rebuild.
No, I need to know now, and let's break into her house. Where'd she live?
It's just propaganda bullshit. She just wants you to buy more shit. She wants you to throw away all your old shit and buy new shit.
This is a fun one. OnlyFans is proving that there's a strong correlation between disposable income and foot fetishes.
Hmm. I mean, I'm fully thinking of starting up my fake knicker wearing business. I'm just going to buy Asda knickers and just flog them online and say a woman's worn them.
Tuna and brine.
Oh my god. I mean, do you think that will command more money?
Yeah.
I think my biggest problem is if they ask for a picture of me wearing them. I don't know how I'm going to pull that off.
You have to actually put up a picture. You have to put up pictures on the profile. Do you? Yeah.
I think my hairy legs are going to pull it straight out of the fantasy.
So do you think people buying used ladies' underwear are not doing it for the fragrance?
Well, yeah, but I wasn't expecting I was going to have to do a photo as well.
Yeah, you have to use your, like government-issued ID to sign up to these pages.
What? Oh, probably to stop people like me.
Yes. Yeah, you have to verify you're a human.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm speaking 100% from experience, because your girl's broke.
Oh. I didn't realise the Only Mantises was a real deal.
Well, a mutual friend of ours was selling their piss in a jar.
Oh.
For like £7 a jar, and I was like, this is lucrative.
I mean, yeah, this is, you know.
I'm literally flushing money down the toilet every day.
That's what I mean. Did you hear about the woman who was selling her farts?
Yeah.
She gave herself, like, she hospitalised herself because she was trying to force too many of them out.
Yeah.
That's mental.
Prolapsed
herself.
Oh, God, I keep reading the fucking ads.
Oh, yeah, I've done it twice.
Mixing milk and water is generally only considered acceptable when another substance, like tea, is involved.
Hmm.
Now, I mix milk and water all the time, but I drink almond milk, which is 90% water. So if I've just not got enough almond milk left, I'll just put some tap water in and it will just stay milk-coloured. And I can lie to myself and say it's a full thing of milk.
Since, like, Veganuary, we basically have oat milk in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter still drinks standard milk, but she's, like, free and probably needs it.
Yeah, I haven't drank, like, dairy milk in years at this point. Just because I ended up liking almond milk more.
I mean, oat milk's not bad. I quite like it.
Yeah, I started drinking almond milk for the calorie reasons, and oat milk is more calorie dense than whole milk. So,
I kind of just like the fact that it doesn't go off very quickly.
Oh yeah, I don't understand why almond milk goes off. It's fucking almonds, like.
Well, everything goes off eventually.
But almonds have a really long shelf life, yet almond milk has like, 3 days once opened.
But is it actually 3 days, or is it just them covering arse?
I don't know. This is what I mean. I feel like there's an almond milk conspiracy theory going on.
Like milk, for me, like I would still drink milk after its use by date, if after the smell check.
Yeah.
Here's a good saying. Painkillers are the mute notification option for the body.
Wait, say that again.
Painkillers are the mute notification option for the body.
They are. They are.
If something else, like, vaguely about that I heard today, which I've always agreed with, is they should just have, like, a separate Olympics for people who want to take steroids.
Yeah.
Like the superhuman Olympics.
Like, who can get the most roided without, like, shitting themselves?
Or even just, like, yeah, just see how fast you can run if everyone could just take steroids.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the pinnacle.
People would die. Like, people would try to die.
You know. What's next?
This is a fun shower thought. If anyone from the future ever came to warn us of an impending catastrophic event of our own making, we'd just put them in a mental hospital and ignore our saving grace.
Yeah.
Like, in every movie, they're like, oh my god, you've come to tell me my future? That is not how that would play out. We'd be like, alright, are you, what meds are you on? Have you taken them?
I'd just be like, where's my lottery ticket, bro? Where are the numbers? And then I'd tell them to fuck off.
But you'd be dead by the time they called the draw. You're only alive because you never made the bad decision that would have killed you.
Ah. Again, something else I heard recently on this exact matter. It was, you know, the reason why we have projectable thoughts where we can look at something and suggest options that will happen. There was a very clever person who said the reason that happens is if you was an animal and you just did that thing and you died, you're dead.
Yeah.
Very smart. But if you can look at something like a glass of water in a box with a snake and you can say, well, if I put my hand in that box to get the water and the snake bites me, I might die. And that idea of you doing it dies, then you live on. It's one of the reasons why they seem to think that humans have got to apex predator level, because we can pre-plan when most animals just do.
Tell that to people driving. Not a lot of people pre-plan when they're cutting me up at a roundabout.
No. But they're just relying on reaction.
Ugh. Huh. The number of doors and wheels in the world are constantly in flux. The answer to the doors versus wheels debate is probably constantly changing.
I disagree.
This one's fun, though. There is a very high chance that the person with the highest IQ ever and the person with the lowest IQ ever never took the test.
I mean, I think the IQ test that I've done was stupid anyway. I don't agree with IQ.
Yeah.
It seems, you know, it's the whole, again, another fucking saying is if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it will think it's stupid for all its life.
Yep. I was thinking about, I always think about, like, oh, what superpower would I want? And I think I genuinely like to be able to do anything. Like, and like chop and change which anything I could do at like a competitive level.
You say that again, sorry.
Like, I'd want to be able to acquire any skill like instantly and like have the ability to change what that skill is and be able to do it at a competitive level.
That'd be insane.
Imagine if you just like went, I do esports now, and just went with zero experience. Fucking killed all the competition, and they're like, oh, so when did you start gaming? Tuesday? And then
I feel like that would become very boring very quickly.
But yeah, could you imagine like the headlines going and doing that and then just going and like winning a triathlon and then winning the London Marathon. Just like just doing loads of stuff that has no correlation of skill. And just being the person that can never lose at anything. And like the amount of money you'd make.
I feel like you'd get locked in a complex to be tested.
But you could never fail. That's the power.
But the problem is it's like you'd be too smart.
No.
It'd be like talking to idiots all the time. How are you going to have a conversation with someone if you know everything already?
Yeah, but imagine, like, technically with this power, you'd know every language.
Yeah. So you know, every language, you'd know every bit of science. You'd be at the pinnacle of human knowledge.
You'd imagine you knew everything, all the secrets of the universe, everything. And you knew what these ancient tablets that no one can decipher say. You'd know what they say and no one would believe you.
Exactly. Everyone would just be like,
you're because you wouldn't be able to show you're working out because you've just like magicked up the ability to do it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's kind of the same thing with like being immortal, isn't it? Like, it'd get very, very boring very quickly.
Yeah, eventually it'd get very hot very quickly as well.
Unless we got to another planet.
Yeah.
Technically, if you were going to live forever, you could just kind of like push off and just constantly suffocate in space.
Yeah.
Here's a perfect saying which scares the shit out of me. Every child is trained by their parents for a world that is one generation out of date.
Oh. And this is the reason I don't want kids. And Joe, the world is so fucked up. I said this to boomers. I said this to two boomers very recently. And I was like, I don't want to have kids because I can't guarantee what the world's going to look like when they're in their prime in 30 years' time. And they were like, I wish more people thought like that. The world right now is no place to be raising kids. Boomers said that to me.
Mm.
Normally the boomers are the ones saying, oh, you'll change your mind. Wait until you get in your 30s, you'll get broody.
No, because the boomers are the ones that lucked out and dropped in, you know, perfect time to buy a house, perfect time to raise a kid.
The higher purchase and disposable income generation, yeah.
Yeah, and then peaced out and died just as everything went to shit.
Honestly, I was having this conversation with my mother and she was saying, I don't understand why people don't buy houses. It's a better investment than renting. I'm like cracking my knuckles just getting into it. And I was like, you need to understand that you bought your first house in the 70s and you lived in London before you bought your first house in the 70s. And they didn't want people living in London because the boomers overpopulated London. So they gave everyone 100% mortgages to move out of London. So what you did is you got a £6,000 flat and you had to put no deposit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to just instantly rent a very cheap property, which gave you equity, which meant you could buy a £60,000 house 35 years ago. That's now worth £400,000 and you've had to do nothing to it for it to build that value.
Yep.
And all the while, the national living wage has gone up by about £5 an hour.
Mm.
Like, 60 grand to 400k, like, does not equate to an extra £5 an hour. And, like, you were two people in your 20s making what would be regarded as minimum wage, like just normal salaried, raising two kids, and you managed to not only get a mortgage but occasionally go on holiday on like a government job and a factory job.
It's mental, isn't it?
It is not the same now, and you did all of that with equity because you got lucky.
Yep.
And that's not how the world works anymore. I need to have like five times the cost of your first property to even get a look in at getting guaranteed on for a mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me not get that stuff. So I can afford it. Because fuck you. My rant is over.
Right. And on that lovely note, I think we should call it.
Yep. It's a school night.
It is a school night. Well, goodbye from Aaron.
Yeah.
Came in late and then dipped early.
Sounds about right.
Yep. So he can't even say anything.
He can't. He's just getting bullied from afar.
He's used to it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bye.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.